Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, and much on Fox Business. There are investigations that have been pouring over these last weeks by the Republican House of Representatives, similar to the Democratic House of Representatives when it had the majority investigating shenanigans by Republicans. What we have right now is a pile of evidence with witnesses, with whistleblowers, with esteemed investigators from the IRS, with voices, layer upon layer of voices, suggesting something irregular about the Biden family, not only during the period that the now president was vice president, but afterwards as well, after the stepping aside from public office in 17. The information is overwhelming and confusing. It also involves other members of the family. But Liz, you've written a column that it's not getting attention in the two big newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post, which are clearly papers very close to the Democratic Party. Is it your measure that the Democrats know this information, see this information, but it's not there's no self-interest in rebroadcasting it pending a presidential election?
Well, I think that's definitely the case. I was really struck, and I think others have been too, that the New York Times, for example, in their print edition, made no mention of the House investigations, no mention of the report from a credible FBI longtime confidential informant of Joe Biden actually soliciting a bribe from the CEO of Burisma and his son also doing the same for $5 million apiece. It sounds far-fetched, but now the mounting body of evidence of Biden family corruption is almost overwhelming, and that the New York Times has not seen fit to publish a single article about this in the last week, I thought was absolutely stunning, because it is real, it is going forward. And, you know, I was trying to imagine if you were a New York Times reader and that was really your main source of news, and all of a sudden Joe Biden is hit with articles of impeachment over the next couple of months, you'd be absolutely flabbergasted. I mean, you would have no idea why that was happening. Well, it could happen. Now you have Nikki Haley, Kevin McCarthy, and other people actually talking about impeachment. And I don't think it's so far-fetched. And I must say, it is also the case, John, that meanwhile, what the Times and the Washington Post are obsessing over are the trials and charges being brought against Donald Trump. And one of them, last week, instead of covering this pretty dramatic testimony from whistleblowers before the House committee that puts Joe Biden in a pretty difficult place, they spent the entire front page just about talking about the case against Donald Trump for mishandling classified documents. I think, again, I'm just stunned, really, at the lopsidedness of this, because Joe Biden also has a special counsel looking into his misuse of classified documents. And that special counsel, Robert Hur, was appointed in January. We have not heard anything from him. Somehow, Trump's special counsel got to work and, wow, delivered, I think, 37 charges against the former president, lickety-split, in a few months' time. And the Biden special counsel, I think, is sleeping somewhere. Maybe he's gone in a cave and he's like a bear, he's hibernating. I don't know. But it's crazy to me that the New York Times would delve into this classified documents issue when, after all, President Trump, without a doubt, mishandled documents. There's no question
30
about
seconds,
that.
Liz. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Anyway, I think what we're looking at is such a profound distortion of justice, two-tier system of justice, if you will, in our country right now. And unfortunately, it is being echoed and mimicked with a two-tier system of media attention as well. And if our country is profoundly divided that is part of the reason.
Elizabeth Peake, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.